Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Knitting and Thriving with Rusty.
Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. You are listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and guess what? I'm Rusty, and today is Humpity Hump Day. It's Wednesday, the last Wednesday of July. Can you believe that? It's crazy. This year has gone by fast, and there is so much work left to be done. Chloe and I may have landed an apartment finally, which is a blessing. We were supposed to move in today, but it seems like there's something wrong that they need to fix or something. I don't know what's going on, but we'll take that moment by moment. Still fighting, getting my appeal written for the Supreme Court and fighting for our relocation to Florida. And, you know, definitely working on some other pertinent things to fix in this legal system in the state of New Hampshire. In regards to my lovely Chloe, she has one of the most beautiful singing voices I think I've ever heard come out of a 9-year-old girl. So please let me give her a shout out and say, keep singing, sister, because rock. As she glares at me because I just humiliated her, evidently. I don't know. Today we have special guest on David. He is David Clark. He's also a radio talk show host here at Blog Talk Radio. He has a show called Different Strokes for Different Folks. His concept is finding common ground and taking it to the next level. He encourages open mind and prepares you to open up new doors with new understanding. So, he's also an author, and he should be dialing in quite soon. The number to dial in if you have any questions is 347-205-9443. And as you know, I started a new radio show with my friend David DeChesney, who used to be my bodyguard. He is a very well-known private investigator here in New Hampshire, ex-Marine and ex-retired state trooper. So we started a radio show that is every Wednesday, 2:30 Eastern Standard Time, called Ask a PI. So check us out because we're going to be talking about how to hire a private investigator and the things to look for and the things not to look for today at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. While I'm waiting for my friend, the other David, David Clark, to dial in, I am going to give us our sponsors a little bit of time.
Living and Thriving with Rusty is proudly sponsored by Lady Hawk & Associates, a full private investigation firm. Contact Lady Hawk & Associates today, 941-275-1920. Remember, Lady Hawk & Associates can help you uncover, recover, or discover. Call 941-275-1920.
ASEA is the first and only source of balanced, stabilized redox signaling molecules outside the body. What does that mean? Enhanced immune function, protection against free radical damage, boosts efficiency of the body's own antioxidants by up to 500%, and provides superior support to athletes, for starters. To learn more about this amazing one-of-a-kind product and how it can enrich your life, go to ASEA-rocks.com. That's ASEA-rocks.com. Or call Teresa at 206-454-9226. Again, that's 206-454-9226.
Well, I am trying to find David's number because he has...
Living and Thriving with Rusty is proudly sponsored by Lady Hawk & Associates, a full private investigation firm. Contact Lady Hawk & Associates today, 941-275-1920. Remember, Lady Hawk & Associates can help you uncover, recover, or discover. Call 941-275-1920.
Well, David still hasn't dialed in yet. This will be 2 weeks in a row where people have not dialed in. God, Karen, I miss you. It's been a strange journey not having Karen around. She has been very helpful to making this happen. and keeping it together while I'm busy doing other things. I have plenty of things to talk about, I'm sure. But I'm trying to reach David because I was really looking forward to having him share his story. So hopefully he will be dialing in. But he hosts a radio show called Different Strokes for Different Folks on Blog Talk Radio. And he has an upcoming broadcast with Patty Easton Graves. She channels the essentials of love with spirit guides. So call in his show for that as well. He's got an eclectic show like I do, which is very nice. And I think it's quite fun. I wanted to also give a shout out to those in Revere, Massachusetts, who were hit by a tornado yesterday. Yes, we do have tornadoes in New England. It's a crazy thought to say that we don't, but they do exist. And a big shout out to all of those who, have to go through some adversity with that process. Let's see, we can talk a little bit about the radio lineup. My radio show lineup is really exciting if they show up, which seems to be a theme that I'm Sunday, which I cannot believe is August. Let's see, Sunday, August 3rd, is Karen Whitaker. She is the author of Incredibly Happy. Or Ridiculously Happy, sorry about that. So we're going to talk about what it's like to be ridiculously happy and what her inspiration was to write a book about being ridiculously happy. I love that. And then August 6th, we have Tom Evans. Timefully, he wrote a book, Living Timefully and How to Channel Your Book. So once again, my inspiration and motivation to be a writer, I find other writers and other people who can actually help you with the writing process. So, still haven't heard from David, but we're good. In regards to motivation, while we're waiting for David to come on, I'm just trying to think of random things to talk about. That would be one, how to motivate yourself. And if you have any questions or comments or thoughts, and you want to talk to me about motivation and what your motivating factors are, give us a call here at 347-205-9443. Those motivating factors for me are definitely my daughter. She, the only income she receives is the income that I provide. And so for sneakers and basic things, that's what I do. So I have to stay motivated or she will get nothing. And that's not fun for her. But in regards to motivation in my own business, I'm really into quotes and inspirational movies. I'm really into remembering all of the individuals out there that have had to sacrifice quite a bit to make things happen in their own lives. Gandhi is one, Mandela another, Einstein. Even Einstein is extremely motivating to me. He had quite a bit of sacrifice in the beginning. He really made it motivating. So I look for inspirational people, not just famous inspirational people, but even the woman who was on the street corner today who is homeless here in the area, and she's in a wheelchair, and it's not a joke. You can really tell by the fact that she has no muscular tonality in her legs whatsoever, that she can't actually walk. She inspires me too because she's still out there and she hasn't given up hope that somewhere, somehow, mankind will prevail and help her get off the street. As frightening as it sounds to my European friends, yes, we have quite a bit of homeless people, and since 2010, we have tripled our homeless population, which is really rather disturbing. Prices are going up, and incomes are going down. We even have a new law that states if you work more than 29 hours a week, that company has to give you benefits, of which most companies choose not to, so they keep you at 29 hours or less. And that's pretty sad. That's a sad state of affairs here in the U.S., and that's something that people are struggling with, which is causing homeless rates to go up. I am in the chat room, and let's see. Yes, happy birthday to you, too. Thank you, Zachary. You are sweet, and well wishes to you and your family. That's all in the chat room. Talk to me a little bit about what commonalities or inspirational ideas or motivational ideas you have, and we can just keep going on that particular. Fortunately, David still has not called in. What else motivates you? I think, I don't know. What do you say? Not your talk. Typical radio. I see you in the chat room too. Do you say anything about motivation? Hello, my friend. How are you? What motivates you? I know that you just wrote a book, and I have to get you on air. You can dial in if you want to use the pen. Motivation is also driven from tragedies. Motivation is driven from love and things that really make you want to improve yourself and your situation. And I can tell you this morning I was not motivated to get up, but then I was. And so it really depends on what you want out of life and how that all works for you. And I'm just battling on because nobody's dialed in yet. The number here is 347-205-9443. And you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. And I'm battling about motivation because I am very motivated to move into my apartment today. And I start grad school, actually, in a couple of weeks. So definitely be patient with me over the next 15 weeks as I get my groove on, almost 40, going back to get my doctorate in forensic psychology. I can't believe I'm doing it, but I'm going to do it. OT, is that you?
That is me.
Hi, my love. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am very well. My date for the day decided not to show up, so.
Oh, no.
You are more than welcome to utilize this time to talk about your book, and I'm going to edit so that your stuff's on here, but I've been dying to hear about your book.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's actually ready, so I'll be sending it to you very, very soon.
Yay.
And what the book is about is just how to properly communicate and maintain relationships, build and maintain relationships through communication. And the book's going to be titled Why Not If It Works. And there's going to be a sub tag I haven't worked that completely out yet. So we're still working on the sub tag. But it's a small book because you know me, I'm very to the point. I want to just say it and get it done with. There's no flowery language. There's not a lot of what to do. And it really focuses in on how you communicate with yourself, how you communicate with other people, and how you can work on your communication that in ways that will help your relationship thrive.
Talk to me a little bit about that, because I know that I'm learning how to relearn how to communicate myself. I had a very, very awful marriage, and everything that I said was completely berated, and so I felt like I didn't have a voice for probably the last 8 years of my relationship. And now that I'm on my own, I have a hard time communicating still because I feel like there's just no point in even speaking up because I'm just going to get yelled at or treated poorly. So I'm recovering from that PTSD part of having a terrible relationship. But what kinds of things would you advise for people like me, because I know I'm not alone, that feel like they just don't have a voice?
The first thing I tell people is, you know, to sort of step back and rediscover who you are. Especially when you're coming from a relationship of that sort, you have to sort of take a step away from everything else and just sort of focus on who exactly am I, what motivates me, because I heard you talking about motivation earlier, like what drives me, what am I passionate about, what makes me happy, what makes me want to get up and go.
Right.
And then, you know, focus. And then the next focus is on learning how to be selfish, because a lot of people that come from those sort of relationships where they were put down or things were abusive in an emotional or physical way, they don't know how to take care of themselves because
right.
they are so accustomed to not being able to do anything for themselves because they're so focused on pleasing someone else. So
right.
you have to learn how to be selfish and learn how to take pleasure for yourself. And the first thing is sort of learning how to say no and be unapologetic about it. You know, sometimes you can't do things for other people because you need it for you. And that's a part of that growth where you just sit back and you go, no, I can't do something for you because that's my private time, or because I want to relax, or because I'm doing something for me. You have to sort of learn how to cater to your own needs, and I think that's superbly important.
I think, you know, it's very, very difficult, especially, and I don't mean to be gender biased, sometimes sound gender biased, but I'm not. I'm just talking from my own experience. But I think women
right.
have the hardest time being selfish, and I think women have, especially those of us who are single parents, you know, and I'm not ashamed of saying I'm struggling as a single parent, and I work 4 jobs, and I host 2 radio shows, and I have 2 books coming out, and, you know, I'm making it, and I'm working my fanny off, but we're not rich by any stretch of the imagination, and it's very hard for me to be selfish. I would rather give my daughter whatever she wants than, you know, go and get my eyebrows done or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so difficult, and you're right, because, I mean, that wasn't gender bias. That's just the society in which we live. Like, that has nothing to do with gender bias. In Western American society, women are subjugated to being the caretakers. They believe, like, the way that our society is structured, women are the people who are supposed to be the emotional support system. They're supposed to take care of everyone else. They're supposed to make sure everyone else is well. But how can you effectively do that when you're not well? And it begins to wear on you, and when it's wearing on you, then you get more stressed because you as the individual start to understand, I'm not doing my best. But the reason that you're not doing your best is because you're not at your best. And in order to be at your best, sometimes, even when it's your beautiful daughter, you have to say, babe, mom needs time just for me. I know that's hard for you to understand right now, but when you become an adult mom and you are a mother, it'll make sense. You know, and it's amazing because my mom used to do that to me when I was a kid, and I hated
really?
It. You know,
yeah.
It drove me. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I'm 12. I don't talk to me like that. But I remember those conversations so vividly because, one, they stung, but, two, as an adult, I now see why that was so important, because when she wasn't at her best for her, she wasn't at her best as a mom for me. She was irritable. She was cranky. She wasn't a lot of fun, but when she was relaxed and she was rested and she was at her best, she was able to communicate with me on the level that I understood. We were able to have fun. We were able to laugh together because my mom was a single parent too. My dad died when I was 5. So, you know, it was one of those things where I didn't understand it at that moment, but looking back retrospectively, I can appreciate that she did that because it made her a better parent, because she was able to give me a lot more emotionally and physically when she was at her best. And because she took the time to be at her best, it helped everything else.
Yeah, I still struggle with that, with all of the difficulties my daughter has, especially with the transition and the adversity and the battles of the clash of the titans, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle with taking that time. So it's interesting. Well, in the last few minutes, talk to us a little bit about some of the steps that you would take in regards to learning how to.
Oh, great. the most important thing I tell people, and that Why Not If It Works is going to talk about, it opens up with an entire chapter about really communicating with yourself. And the word that we use in psychology is introspection. And that really speaks to thinking about your own thoughts. So when you are cognizant of what you're thinking and what you're saying to yourself, then you have an understanding of, one, what's going on in your head, and then you start to understand what your needs are and what your wants mm-hmm. are. And hopefully, you know, there's very little overlap, and you can sort of differentiate needs from wants. So that's the first part of it, is really communicating well with yourself and understanding what it is you require of yourself in a relationship and what it is you require and desire of your mate. The next part of it is really being able to communicate with your environment, the people around you, the world around you, and let that environment understand that, hey, this relationship that I'm attempting to build, this is something that I want, and this is something that is for me, and that's okay. However, you know, I need you in this environment to be understanding. And, you know, sometimes that's the friends, sometimes that's the family, and understand that this is something that's important to me, and you're not taking a back seat, but this relationship is something that I need to cultivate right now, because I've cultivated the relationship with you, which is why we have it. So I need to cultivate this relationship in the same way so that this relationship can be equally stable, equally as stable as the relationship that I share with you. So though that's a really important communication piece that people tend to forget, because, you know, sometimes your family makes demands on your time, and it's like, oh, well, I'm supposed to have a date, or, you know, and then your phone's ringing, and it's your friends or your family, and they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm on a date, so I can't talk to you, or, you know, we're spending time just talking, getting to know each other, and, you know, these friends and these family members, they're not superbly understanding of that. And another and really key piece is communicating to your new mate, to your partner, about what exactly it is that you come from, so that they have an understanding of who you are as a person. Like, it's great to get to know you, the individual, but it's also important that you communicate with that individual, hey, this is, you know, I have a daughter, I have a mom, I have brothers, sisters, I have these friends, and they're all a part of my life, and that's important for that person to know, because those people are going to become a part of his life. Or her life, if, you know, if you're a man dating a woman or whatever. But there are so many little details in relationships that people, in my mind, in my experience as an international psychologist and a relationship coach, there are so many minor details that people miss. And I found myself really discussing lots of these things repetitively. And I said, you know what, I should write this stuff down. And so one day I just started writing down some of the things that I was saying to people. And before you know it, I had this, you know, very wonderful 8-chapter book with lots of really great insight from myself. And then I added some relationship experts that I really admire, or just communication experts in general in the world of psychology. So I have stuff from, like, Marshall Rosenberg. I have things from Pumla. I always pronounce her last name wrong. Gazebo Machiavella, if I'm not mistaken. She's a South African, and she has lots of vowels in her name, so it's very difficult for me to pronounce it, but she's amazing. And then the best part is, for me, was I also included interviews from regular people who are in relationships and how they communicate with each other and how they make it work through all of these little obstacles that people leap through every day to keep their relationships alive. So it's a really interesting piece of work, and I'm really proud of it, and I can't wait until, you know, the world is exposed to it.
Well, we have about 3 minutes left to the show, and I want you to tell us where we can find out more about you. I personally am spoiled, and I can actually text you, but not everybody can, and you probably don't want all of these thousands of people to do that. So do you have a website now, OT?
I'm working on the website, but I'm fine with people on my Facebook. My Facebook is very, very much about being motivational. But they can always do facebook.com/ KNOT, not your typical radio talk. So, again, facebook.com/ KNOT, your typical radio talk. We post on there quite a bit, and that focuses on our radio show, that, you know, our sister show here on Blog Talk. And you can also find me on Facebook as O.T.Porter. And, yeah, I leave motivational messages on Facebook all the time. That's really what my Facebook is for, is, you know, just sort of getting motivational messages out there and really focusing on communication internally, externally, and relationships. So people who are interested can do that. And I have a Twitter, which is at DocPorterOT. That's at DocPorterOT. So all of those ways. Twitter is probably the best because I'm new to Twitter. So everyone who's listening, if you want to get me on Twitter, do that so that I have a reason to use Twitter more often because I definitely don't use Twitter enough. So, yeah, at DocPorterOT.
All right, I'm going to try to tweet you now.
Yes.
All right, so I tweeted you, see if you got it. But, OT, I'm so glad that you had time for me today and you were able to pop in and be a surprise guest.
Yes, thank you.
I'm very happy that I was.
Yeah, I adore you. You know that. So it was great.
I know. I got to get out to see you.
Call in and listen. But, yeah, we'll talk behind the scenes, and I'll make sure I get you a Dropbox link to my book so you can look it over.
Great. Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Yes.
So many hugs to you.
And
I can't wait to get a hold of your book. And I don't know, did you know that I started another radio show?
Yeah, you told me a little bit about it. I haven't had the opportunity to listen to it yet, though.
Yeah, so we'll have you on there as well, because I'm sure you'll have some expert advice at some point in regards to, you know, the issues of the reasons why private investigation is so important. And one of the things, as I got certified as to become a private investigator, one of the things I really want to focus on is domestic violence and relationship issues, especially in regards to custody and children. As you know, my personal experience is a motivating factor there. But I think you would have quite a bit of positive influence and input to get to that stuff.
For you, anything.
Definitely. Yeah, I love you. All right, so we got about 90 seconds left of the show, and I wanted to just say, hey, thank you so much for being a surprise guest. I love you. You're wonderful, and I'm looking forward to reading your book and having you on the new show. And to the rest of the world out there, you're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty. I'm Rusty, and I'm so glad we get to walk this path together, and you get to meet some amazing people, and I get to be friends with some really amazing people all over the world who are gifted and talented, like my friend OT, who I just love. So next time on Sunday night, I hope to hear from you, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Blog Talk Radio. Until then, know that I love you, and I will talk to you then.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.